Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Hope you are getting ready to have an awesome weekend. Thanks for starting it with us. Ricky joins me today, and we talk about how to hang on to that recent Disney vacation. You just don't want to let it go, so how can you document it? How can you record it? And how can you share it with others, whether it's using technology or going old school to make something tangible to have in your hands so that you can go back and reflect on those great times you had at your Disney destination. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs. It is the best way to support the podcast, and we'd love to help you with your Disney trip planning needs. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link. Anytime you shop online, no matter what you're buying, you can support the show with one extra click, and it really does help us out. Just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a sincere thank you to our patrons. Thank you for supporting the show each and every month. You guys are the reason the show keeps going, and we couldn't do it without you. And if you'd like to support the show and get our bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest as a thank you, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2026 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you and welcome to, I don't know, is the NFL calling this super wild? No, it's not super wild card weekend anymore. It's just, who knows? Let's just call it Super Podcast Weekend. That's what we're going to do. It's Super Podcast.
I like that. Yeah. Super Podcast Weekend.
We're gonna do. So we are going to have a good time talking Disney today and talking about what to do when you get home from an epic trip. And I'm just back again, still riding the high from Marathon Weekend 2022. Man, was that a great trip. And you guys are making it still awesome by sharing all the posts on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter. Just keeping it going. You're fueling my fire. I know Princess is coming up very, very soon for all the runners getting ready to run that weekend. So it's kind of bridging that gap to the next race weekend. But I just love seeing, you know, all these warm weather pictures. We were in shorts. We were complaining about the heat. And right now back in Missouri, it's so cold that it just hurts to be alive when you step out your door. So I'm trying to remember how I was like whining because I was too hot. But we're going to talk about documenting those trips and making that trip last a little bit longer and how you can kind of keep it alive in your heart and maybe even on your smartphone. So we'll talk about that today. So perfect guest to do that. You know her. She's been here since 2008. Ricky, she's from themouseforless.com, and I bet you there's an article there, too, on this topic at some point. What's up, Ricky? Yeah. Happy Friday.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an article or two about this topic, yeah. No, I mean, you know, just enjoying. We actually had snow here in Atlanta. I mean, it's gone now for the most part, but, like, we had snow here in Atlanta. Now, the good thing, it was not Snowmageddon this year because it actually happened on a weekend. So everybody was, home for the most part. They told us to stay off the roads because it's Atlanta and nobody should be driving off the roads here in Atlanta because they don't know how to drive on snow. So we stayed at home. We hung out on Sunday and just had a good time, hot cocoa, movies, whatever. So, but it was pretty because we got to watch it snow and then the next day it's gone. That's the way I like snow. I'm just saying, like, if I have to live with snow, I like when I can see it for a day and then it goes away. That's the best way. I'm just saying. That's the best way.
Spoken as a true person from the Midwest. We like to have it. I mean, as a teacher, I used to love it because it would be like an unexpected day off from school. Weekend snow, total waste of my time.
Right.
Like, snowstorm that rolls in on a Friday afternoon. Like, who cares? Like, it's just a nuisance. Right. Like, dude, snowstorm that runs in like at a midnight on a Tuesday. Oh, now we're talking, baby. That could be like, it's the greatest thing in the world. It's like God's greatest gift. But yeah, so whatever. So yeah, it's just one of those things, though, especially this time of year. I think that, today's topic, we're going to talk about really kind of holding on to those recent trips and documenting them. And I think even just the process, not even having like the final product in hand. I think what it is, it's the process of creating the whatever you're going to do to remember that trip. just lets us hold on to that trip just a little bit longer. And I think that's what it's all about. I think, because if you think about it as Disney fans, right, you're listening to a Disney podcast right now. So what you are doing.
This is the Disney podcast?
It is. You know what? Oh, okay. You probably, if you're listening to our show, chances are you probably listen to more than one Disney podcast. And I think what we all do as Disney fans, and we do, Ricky and I do the same, is that we're just looking to bridge the gap from one trip to the next, right? We're looking for, I was down in January. We're just looking to fill that void until we get to go again. Yep. And I think it's really hard, especially this time of the year, if you're from a cold weather climate. And I know we have listeners up in Canada. We got a lot of folks up in the north. It's cold even in the south right now. Like Ricky said, they had snow. And I think what we're looking is that escape. You know, like we want to look back and see, oh man, like the Mike Bankhead. I was looking at his pictures on social media. He's on a cruise.
Yes.
He's killing me, bro. I mean, I know. It's so cold here. My toes are falling off and he's on a cruise. He's in sandals. I mean, he's living the life. I mean, nobody deserves it more than the Bankheads, but killing me anyway. But it's just, it's fun to see those pictures, and it's even more fun to reflect on your trip and document your trip and kind of put together some kind of way to remember those trips. So here's the thing. Of course, my most recent trip was my dopey trip back for Marathon Weekend 2022. It's been about 3 weekends ago now. It's going away quickly. But the thing I want to kind of lead this off with is that I am so glad for a race weekend that I had Memory Maker. And I'm not here to try to sell you anything, but I'm telling you what. Memory Maker is such a huge thing for a runner on a race weekend because, again, this weekend I was actually trying to run some of my better times. For one, I didn't have any qualifying times to really get a good placement in future race weekends. So I did want to kind of get a decent time so that I could submit that for the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, I didn't stop for a lot of pictures on the course. So my only documentation of me being in these races was going to be by the on-course photographers. And I will tell you what, these photographers on course, marathon weekend, they did an outstanding job of capturing images. I mean, an outstanding job. I got so many pictures. Not that I'm a great subject. I mean, there were a lot of pictures where I looked like, and my hands were all like, argh. I mean, trust me, you get weird, whacked out pictures when you're trying to run. But they're awesome in their own way. They're like, man, I didn't know my face could do that. And my arm should not be bending that way. Like, it's really fun. But every once in a while, like, you'll see the camera coming and you'll smile. You'll fake a smile and you'll get your arms going the right way so you actually look like a runner. And you get some great pictures. Even if you don't, like, I have an annual pass, so that's included. So I had that as part of my deal. So I got all my pictures. But I'm telling you what, even if you have to buy Memory Maker for that weekend, $169 to get these great images, because I remember I had to buy, this was before like Memory Maker included your race pictures. When I ran my first marathon in 2015, Memory Maker wasn't like included in your pictures. I paid over $200 just for the one race for my images, and they weren't near as good as they were this past weekend. So I'm just going to lead this off by saying Memory Maker for a race weekend and even for vacations.
Yeah.
I know it's $169. You have a digital camera in your hand, but man, you cannot get these pictures for a race. Especially, I'm just saying, you know, this isn't going to all be about races, but you know, you don't have somebody like taking your picture like as you're running by, other than the, you know, races. So
no, I agree. You know, we did Memory Maker at Disneyland, and it's a little bit different at Disneyland. They have a different packages for options, but you know, I knew I won't, you know, I don't go out to Disneyland very often, so I have an annual pass at Walt Disney World. Of course, Memory Maker's going away as part of that. Don't get me started on that. I hate that they did that, but whatever. I decided since I was going to Disneyland, I don't get out there very often, I was going to buy Memory Maker for Disneyland, and I'm so glad I did. You know, I have some fantastic photos that I would have never thought to get. You know, we stopped for every photo pass photographer that I basically saw, you know, every time I saw one, I'm like, babe, let's go. Come on, let's go get our picture taken. And, you know, I have some fantastic, fantastic memories that came from those. So you're right. It's not a Memory Maker show, but I love, love, love to have those photos from Memory Maker because they really do show off, you know, the vacation in a way that I can't do, you know, because I'm the one who'd be taking the picture, you know, or, you know, maybe I hand off my phone occasionally to another person, But, you know, I don't necessarily feel the most comfortable doing that. You know, you never know. So I like having, you know, Disney take my photos for me. So I absolutely agree with you. Memory Maker, it was a no-brainer for me when I went to Disneyland. So, if you're going on a Walt Disney World vacation, Disneyland vacation, whatever, you absolutely should consider Memory Maker. It's totally worth it, I think.
I'm going to ask you too about like ways you like projects you do to remember when you get home. But I just want to throw this in because this kind of made me think about it when you're talking about taking pictures. So if you're taking pictures of, say, like a group or your kids, you know, doing a, you know, the socially distant selfie at this point with a character, here's the thing I've learned over the years. It's not just the pose picture that becomes my favorite.
Right.
Especially absolutely. Now in the digital age. Start shooting right away. Like as they approach absolutely. The character and as your little kid or even as like your significant other walks away. Because a lot of times it's not the pose picture that's the most fun. It's like that very last image that you would think is like a throwaway image that shows your kid is kind of peeking one last time at Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
You know, as they're kind of almost out the door, you know, maybe some Mickey Mouse is on that. Yeah. I like those.
Absolute favorite pictures that I've had, obviously before COVID, were pictures, candid shots of me, you know, meeting characters with princesses or whatever. Those were some of my favorite photos that I've had. So, I agree. Just take those shots throughout the whole entire experience. Don't just do, you know, the pose traditional thing. 100% agree with that.
And so I actually learned that from Mallory because like, you know, I'm kind of, you know, again, I grew up in the film era.
Exactly. I'm still stuck in that too.
Tight, like with pushing the shutter button. And I mean, like when she goes to like if I ask her to take a picture of something, like, I'm like, okay, I need you to take a picture of me with, you know, something like at a Cardinals game or, you know, can you take a picture of me in front of the Sam Usual statue?
Right.
I get my camera back and there's like 78 pictures. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like,
why did you take so many?
She's like, because I wanted to make sure I got a good one. I'm like, dude. But I mean, the thing is, like, I can go back in, I can look at them. It doesn't cost me anything to delete them. It costs me my time.
Right.
But the thing is, like, I think it's just that mindset of, like, you know, the 14-year-old girl. And, you know,
we definitely grew up in a different time period. We're like, I got to savor the picture. I got to make sure. I only got 36 pictures.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, lay off. Like, easy on the shutter there, man. Those things were a dollar a photo back in my day. You know,
exactly. Like,
come on. Okay. So, I mean, that's the thing. Take a lot, delete. But, I mean, just keep firing till the whole interaction's over. Till you even past when you think it might not be over. Keep going. Okay. So, but, I mean, okay, so this whole idea came up for me because, you know, I grabbed one of my favorite PhotoPass pictures and something as simple as just taking a PhotoPass picture of me crossing the finish line here for my half marathon where I finally, and this was something I've been working for forever, and I got my sub 2-hour half marathon, which I didn't know, you know, because I mean, like, let's be honest, every year I go down, I'm a year older. And I mean, I'm not getting any younger. I mean, I'll be honest. I finally got it. And I had this just look on my face of like, I'm either going to start crying. I'm in pain because I'm so tired. I'm exhausted. But I just like the Memory Maker person got like a great picture of me crossing the line for once. And I just took that picture and I made it my wallpaper here, you know, because I needed to get rid of my Christmas pictures because the season had gone by. And like for the last week, like it's made me happy just remembering marathon weekend and just the whole deal. Like, you know, like I set a goal and I made it. Like that picture won't be on there very much longer, but it's like it's made that trip and that moment last beyond just that Saturday of marathon weekend. So, I mean, you know, just taking a picture, making it your wallpaper, making it the background on your phone, whatever it is, you know, that's something that is absolutely super simple. But it's easy to do, and you can keep swapping it out, you know, time and time again. And that picture, you know, that you take those pictures, and it lasts for 6 months. You know, you could just cycle through all your vacation pictures on your phone. Okay, so what else, Ricky? How else can we make a trip last longer?
Well, you know, kind of similar with that, I have like a Facebook portal, and it's connected to my Instagram. So, you know, a lot of times I will have, you know, when it turns on, it'll, I have it set up so that photos can, you know, go through, cycle through. And so I can see, you know, my recent Disney trips based on that, which is kind of cool because, you know, I constantly update it because I have the trips, you know, every couple months or so. So I'm constantly seeing different pictures pop up on my portal. But say you don't have that option, you know, but you get like one of those photo albums, you know, or photo, you know, frames that actually you can put the pictures on. I feel like that's a really great idea because then again, your photos can constantly cycle through. You see different ones from your trip And maybe, you know, have a trip specific one. So that way, you know, around your house, you know, you don't just need one photo album. You can have multiple photo albums like, or photo frames like that. So I would have, you know, one just cycle through different Disney trips or, you know, whatever. And that way you still get the love of Disney. You get to see that. And it's forefront in your mind. You know, you can see it, you know, you can just put it in your family room, which is where my portal is. And I can, you know, I get to see those photos all the time. So that's one of the things, the major things that I do is have that set up. So that way I can just see my Disney photos. You know, I'm watching TV and then I glance over and I see, you know, a great memory, which is so fantastic. So, and sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I took that picture, which is always a fun thing to find.
And two, the funny thing is like, you know, again, I'm looking at it from way back when, right? I remember back when digital, you know, photos were, you know, kind of still emerging, right? When I worked at Space Camp, we got digital cameras. I taught at Space Camp in the summers of 2002 and 2003. And I remember they gave us digital cameras because as the instructors in the program, we each got a team of 16 teachers. We had them for a week and they went through these programs. It started at 6:30 in the morning. We had breakfast. And the teachers, we had the teachers until 11 o'clock at night. That's when the day was over. I mean, this was an intense program. And yeah. I was living there, so I worked double. So I worked with my team from 6:30 until 11. And you got like an hour off in the middle of the day for lunch and stuff. And the thing was, like, you got these, they were like the remember they were the camera? You probably don't remember. Yeah. You're younger than me, but it was that digital camera that had the 3.5-inch floppy disk that you slid in the side. And it had,
maybe not 3.5-inch floppy disk.
Yeah, it was like a little, it was like a little square floppy disk. You slid in the side and held about 20 pictures. And so we had like tons and tons of pictures, but our whole role was we had to take pictures of our teams, like, you know, because we did them in the Hilo Dunker at the lake. Yeah. Like they did this, you know, survival training at the lake, and they did the simulated space missions in the Space Center, and we had classes. I mean, we did all kinds of stuff. We went to the club one night over at the Marriott, you know, we even took pictures there. But the thing that was a non-sanctioned space camp activity, and the thing was the teachers didn't know it. Like, well, you know, with the camera, but every week at graduation on Sunday, Saturday night, we'd stay up late. We'd make a slideshow and we'd show all the greatest hits of like the week, you know, of all the teachers mm-hmm. doing all the fun stuff. And the thing was, is that, you know, I used to do that with all my Walt Disney World vacation photos, and this was so much work. But the thing was, it was one of those things that was work, but it was joy, right? Because you got you spent like, you know, 2 weeks putting together like the perfect frame on your PowerPoint presentation and the transitions. And, you know, you would put like the date of, okay, this was Magic Kingdom Day. This was day one. We went to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, we put title slides and everything. And the thing was, yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was also fun in the whole process of putting it together because you got to relive the trip. Here's the thing, though. All that said, 2022, all you really have to do at this point now is back up your photos to Google Photos.
Exactly my next suggestion.
Dude, it happens automatically, almost instantly. Just tie your... It's a good thing to do anyway. If somebody jacks your phone for some reason...
Like, hey, that's exactly going to be my next suggestion. I mean,
you're going to only lose like the, you know, 5 minutes ago photos. You're probably going to have everything else. They're going to be on the cloud. And it's, you know, it's dirt cheap. Like I paid like $2.99 a month for like 2 terabytes. It's ridiculous how cheap Google backup is. But the thing is, here's the thing. Google Photos has all this AI stuff. And like you'll get like these weird animations where like if you do a portrait photo, all of a sudden like it'll zoom in on you. Like in the background will move and you'll have like ripples on the water and then it'll make slideshows. And here's the thing. Like I've been doing this now for like almost 20 years. So every day I'll get like, you know, especially this time of year, like over the last like week, it'll say 7 years ago and it'll show, you know, or 4 years ago, and it'll show like the weekend of Marathon Weekend where the half was rained out, and it shows us all running the races together. And it's just, you don't even have to make the slideshows anymore because Google does it for you. But the thing is, like you said, with your portal, is it brings back all these great memories every morning. And the thing is, like, I'm always shooting Scott. Hey, remember this one? Remember we were singing at Coronado Springs at Maya Grill, and there's the guy. He did this today. There's the smooth jazz guy in the background. He's always there, like playing smooth jazz. And the thing is, like, you don't even have to put in the work anymore. In like the AI of today, because of Google Photos, right there, the memory lives on. And like these trips never die. You get, especially if you have kids, like, you know, I see Mallory and Emily in all these vacations that we traveled together. They were like little girls, and now they're like young women. It's crazy to see.
No, that was going to be 100% my next suggestion, is make sure you back up your photos on whatever your favorite backup site is, whether it's Google Photos, which is tends to be what I use, Dropbox, you know, whatever. Just make sure you back up those photos, because the last thing you want to do is have something happen to your phone and, you know, whether you lose it or it, you know, completely breaks or, you know, whatever. And then your photos are gone and that's all you had, you know. And actually, I'm so particular about it that I not only back up on, and this takes me forever and I really shouldn't, you know, it just, it's way more work than it should be, but I want to make sure I don't lose anything. I will then download them off of Google Photos, and then I will put them on an external hard drive.
See, you do you, and, okay, so you do go, you're like the nuclear option, which everybody probably should do, but I mean, I'm just, at this point, I trust the cloud. And here's the, you should also probably, if you think about it, if you have Amazon Prime, if you're a Prime member, you get free backup to Amazon. So you could actually go to different clouds, or like I said, Dropbox.
You could do different options. Yeah, I'm right. So worried that I'm going to lose
something. Yeah.
I want to make sure I have it. So I started doing it on my computer and then realized quickly, even though my computer is a terabyte, like that's not enough. So I literally bought a 4 terabyte, you know, external hard drive. And then I just started putting them on there. And now actually I have 2 external hard drives, one for my, just for my Disney trips and one for, you know, my, my other stuff. And, you know, I'm so crazy. I might actually buy another external hard drive to put all those same pictures on, just because I'm so worried I'm going to lose it. And then once it's gone, it's gone. Yeah. And no, see, it happened to me.
Yeah.
It happened to me one time with a computer. I had like a computer. No, this was back in the day, you know, back in the early 2000s. And, you know, I had a computer. It was back in the day where you download music off LimeWire. And so, like, I definitely got, like, viruses that computer.
FBI, that is Ricky Niblett, not Mike Rawlin. Just saying.
I haven't done that, like, you know,
no Napster here.
But, like, you know, I mean, the viruses I got on that computer, but I lost all the photos that I had on that one because that one just, you know, it's gone. So, you know, I ever since that moment, like, I have been so vigilant about making sure that I have my photos not only backed up, but backed up and then backed up on that. So that's like my biggest, like, I'm so scared about it. So that was me agreeing with you on that. But another option that I've definitely done in the past is, I have taken, now granted, I haven't done it in a while and I should totally do this again. I've done photo books where, you know, there's lots of different options where you can do a photo book. You know, Shutterfly is, you know, what I used to use. At the time, it was not an easy process, which is why I think I haven't done it lately. Like, I think it's gotten way easier over time. But, you know, you could easily make, you know, your photo album with the photos and, you know, the plug and play, that kind of thing with it. So they make it super simple now, way more simple than what I used to do. So that kind of is another option for you. So that way you have the photo books. Again, you have a documented version of your trip. And then you can show that off, you know, through time too. Another option as well that I've done is I'll have a calendar that I make. You know, again, you can do it through those, you know, photo book making companies. And then that way, you know, I have that calendar up and I can see, you know, different vacation photos that have, you know, come throughout the years. Actually, one of my favorite calendars that I've ever had was actually sent to me by a listener. I think it might have been Jennifer.
Yes.
I love that calendar. I may or may not still have that up. And it's like from like 2018 or something stupid like that. Like, it's really old, but I love that. And it's, you know, I change it every month, even though the dates are wrong, but I like seeing
eventually it'll come around like in 2038 or something. Yeah.
I mean that calendar is going to be up on my wall literally for all that time. But like, I love that calendar. And because it has all the different pictures of the people that I love. So like, you know, I have it up all the time, even though it's completely outdated.
I totally remember that calendar because we had no idea who it came from. We were like arguing.
Yes.
We argued.
I know it's
like
from somebody. The three of us completely argued with each other. Like, who sent this?
Like, this calendar is awesome. Who made this and who sent this? And we kept accusing each other. Like, Ricky made this.
We did keep accusing each other of making the calendars. Yeah, yes. Totally.
Okay, so
thanks, Jennifer. Yeah. We all still have our questioning command.
I still remember that we were accusing each other, like it was a big old controversy within like a big text message forever.
It was. Oh my gosh, I love the calendar. Funny. It's still up on my wall.
That was I forgot about that. We were accused. I remember like we had everybody like our significant others were all doing research. We're looking at like return addresses. It was crazy.
It was.
So Tanja says that Shutterfly is now super easy. Because I remember, okay, so I used to make those books too back when I was like, more,
yes.
You know, I was a better person. Like every summer when we get home, I would make a book. And we have like five of them. You know, yes. It was like the summer Walt Disney World trip. And the thing is, like, this is what I'm talking about though. Like those books, they're so much better than digital images because they would sit on the bookshelf in the living room. And like when you just were sitting there, you know, like in the easy chair. I've thumbed through that book probably 1,000 times. Like, it's just fun just to go through. And I would love to have, I just got lazy. Here's the thing. Yeah, like
I got lazy. Agreed. I mean, here's the thing.
Like, digital has become so easy. I mean, we keep saying this, like Google's made it easy, easy, easy. And I mean, how many images do we have now compared to like, okay, if I look at my trips from like 2007, compared to like 2022, I bet you I take 10 times more pictures now. Because I take pictures of anything that moves, like especially food. Anything goes in my mouth, I got a picture of. It's stupid. I don't need to. I just do. Like there's something wrong with my brain. But the thing is, like, I don't do anything with those pictures. They just pretty much live like on the cloud. I mean, I see them, like I've said, like they pop up like as a memory. You know, I get an email. I get a notification on my phone. But I still miss like the tangible book. Or like you said, the calendar, or, you know, like for Christmas, we made my mother-in-law like a blanket with photos on it. Like, how cool would that be? Like, take your top 20 pictures from your marathon weekend trip and make a blanket out of it. You know, get it at Walgreens. They're not even expensive.
Yeah, like, I know. They're not.
Wrap yourself in all your memories from marathon weekend or something.
wrap yourself in memories. I like that. That should be the slogan.
I mean, if they're good memories, I mean, you know, who knows? But, you know, also Jessica says Snapfish is also very easy. I know that's another option for, like, uploading your photos and buying, like, mugs and, you know, bumper stickers if you want to do that. I don't know. Whatever they have.
Right.
Alfred said earlier, he keeps a journal and he journals every day of his trip and then, you know, puts photos with it. That's a lot of work. But, I mean, the thing is, here's what it's all about. I mean, I always told my students this. I feel terrible, like my sixth graders. The more work you put into it, you know, the better the project's going to be on the other end. Like you're going to enjoy the project more on the completed end if you put more work into it on the front end.
And that's kind of the great thing too about the projects is it does help you prolong the trip too. You know, like it allows you to relive it and enjoy it in different ways. You know how we like to do the planning part on the front part. But apparently me and you both really feel it doing the back end of it. You know, the same thing can be true for the back end, though. You know, you can have just as much fun doing that part of the process and then reliving the trip and enjoying the trip by creating a book or creating, you know, some sort of like blanket, you know, wrapping yourself in the memories or, you know, doing like a journaling like Alfred. You know, I used to do that back in the day with obviously when I was on WW Magic. I would write up those trip reports of every single trip that I took. You know, I'd write down notes and then I'd write up the trip report when I got home. And that was part of enjoying and reliving the trip too, you know, was writing those trip reports. Now, obviously, times have changed. You know, we don't necessarily do those kinds of things on message boards and stuff like that. But hey, guess what you can do? You can be on the BRS podcast on a Monday show and relive your trip that way.
Unfortunately,
so.
Right now, if you ask me, it'll be in July, but hey, we'll get
that's okay. You can still be on an episode of the BRS podcast and, you know, relive your trip that way too. So, I mean, that's what the whole point of this show was based off of, was those trip reports. And, you know, it's obviously morphed a little bit over, you know, the past, what 14 years almost 15
yeah, it'll be 14 right? years in March.
Yeah, 14 oh almost 14 that's what it is. Okay, so like, you know, time has definitely changed, but that's what this show was based off of, was the, you know, was telling of the trip reports, so writing the trip reports, that kind of thing. So there's always great ways of sharing. You know, when I first started doing this show, I would grab, like, you know, park maps and paper paraphernalia, tickets, whatever, and I would put all those, I still have them, I would put all of them in, like, you know, those protective sleeves in a binder, and, you know, I would buy, like, a, you know, the thick, you know, 3-inch, 5-inch binder, whatever, put all those things in there. I mean, those suckers are heavy. I have them from the past. You know, I put in like multiple trips worth. But, you know, I'd save all the paper and everything and just put them in there. And that way I'd, you know, be able to have them in the future. I obviously don't do that as much anymore because I'm going a little bit more than I did back then. But, you know, I still have those memories and I still have those things that I get to keep and look at in the, you know, in the future and be like, hey, remember when Disney used to do this? So, you know, that was kind of nice too.
I think that's kind of how it changes too. When you get to start going a little bit more than you used to, because I mean, I used to only get to go once every summer. I mean, because it's, you know, now it's my job and now we have the podcast. I mean, it's just, it's a bigger part of my life, right? I mean, I used to not do anything, you know, Disney was a smaller part of my life, but I still loved it. Like I was crazy obsessed about it. But I only, you know, the summer was all I got to do. And, you know, because I was a school teacher and I did a bunch of other stuff. But now this is my full-time job and it's the podcast and everything. So I get to go more often. I think that kind of...
It does change things.
Because, you know, instead of, you know, obsessing over the past trip, you start looking to the next trip and, like, it's not so far away.
It's not so far away,
You're almost, like, in a continuous, like, planning mode instead of, like, reflecting and reflecting on the past trip. Even though, like, I'm in this... I don't have a trip plan for the summer. I don't know what I'm doing quite yet. We may try Disneyland. We may go back to World. Who knows? Because we don't have annual passes. I do, but the girls don't. So it's, you know, it's an opportunity to maybe swap up some things. So I've been kind of reflective, and I really had a great marathon weekend. I mean, not that they're not all great, but this one, like the weather was perfect. Like I felt good running. Like it was just, there were so many great lizards. Like it was just, everybody was everything. Like I didn't have any, there was no drama down there. Everybody was happy. It seemed like it was just a really, really, really good January trip. Great marathon weekend. So I've been really reflective over it since I've been home. And so that kind of brought this topic. But the thing is, you know, I think what it is too, is that, you know, it doesn't even necessarily have to be looking back at like your photos or like, you know, Tanja even said like she does almost the same thing. Like she, where did she put it? I had it up here on the screen just a second ago, but she kind of does the same thing where she remembers. There it is. She says she used to, here it is. She used to use the autograph book to add the character photos, the meals and other random shots, then decorate with washi tape. I don't know what that is. And other decorative stickers. So she would kind of do the same thing as you, like where you would keep artifacts and stuff. Here's the one thing that I've been doing over the past like year to two. Like I go back at my old guidebooks. I mean like guidebooks from like 2006, 2007. I even have this one book. It was a guidebook kind of thing. It was called The Passporter. Do you remember that by Dave?
Oh yeah,
Marks?
Yeah. I remember Passporter. Yeah.
So The Passporter was this like guidebook / pocket guide. Like it had a bunch of pockets in it. So you, like if you made notes, you could, or if you had like remember Trip Ticks by AAA.
Oh yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
You know, if you had any kind of like receipts or anything or any kind of documentation, it had pockets. It had like little places you could jot notes down. Even though like this isn't something that has like a lot of photos or anything, I like to go back into like my old guidebooks from like 2007, 2008. And I like to look at not only what was happening in the parks at that time, because it's kind of fun to look back at those times, but also I put a lot of notes in the margins and stuff like that in dog-eared pages. I like to see like, what was I dog-eared? And like, what were the goals of that trip back then? So different, you know, like it's just, even if you're not looking at your specific trip, to look at the resources you used. And like you said, artifacts you might have brought home, you know, old park guy, you know, maps and stuff like that. Because, wow, things are so different in the last 15 years.
This is true. I like what Jennifer says, too. She says, make a blog and set it to private. Journal when you have time and get it printed. She says she's made these for her daughter, which I think is a really great option as well. You know, that you don't have to have a blog on public. I know I've always had a blog on public, but, you know, you don't have to. And you can actually, you know, keep it's kind of like journaling or diary, you know, in a way, too. So that's an option as well. You know, and then you can, I know that you can share those blogs with just certain people, you know, if you want family members to see it, you can do it that way too. You know, they have to have a login to get into it, but, that's, you know, kind of a great idea as well. So,
And it's a great way too. I mean, again, I guess once a teacher, always a teacher, but especially for kids and, you know,
have them.
It's encouraging.
You know, go like, back and
when you can find a topic that they're passionate about, writing isn't so hard all of a sudden. Like, you know, to put 1,000 words on a page is a lot easier talking about, you know, what was your favorite thing or, you know, explain to somebody why you enjoy going to Walt Disney World. You know, like,
but
if you got to talk about, you know, some historical topic that's kind of no fun for them, it's a lot more of a challenge.
And even have them journal their own, you know, experience, because you may find different things. You know, they may have enjoyed different things that you wouldn't have expected. You know, I know that that happens a lot of times where you're, you know, you were talking to Mallory or something like that. And, you know, something that you didn't think would ever imprint on her. It was something that, you know, she totally remembers. So that could be something, you know, that, you know, a child would enjoy doing as well. You know, just getting that out there and telling their story. And then that's good kind of family bonding as well.
Okay. All this being said, I wanted to ask you this because,
okay.
And this is going to go out to a subsection of our audience as we wrap this show up here on a Friday.
Okay.
And since, you know, Pam and Scott are still in line to get the popcorn buckets, they've now moved.
Correct.
They're up by the Odyssey at this point. After
That's good. That's good.
and good news, they're going to get their popcorn buckets March 1st.
That's
moved
right.
up in line to this. Yeah. So they will have a little dragon with popped kernels to eat here in the next, 45 days. But here's the deal. You remember Beta Mouse podcast, right?
Of course.
Little podcast about the merging of Disney and technology. I'm just saying this because I like Dr. Kai's birthday was last week.
Yes.
I love Dr. Kai. He's probably my favorite Arkansian
awesome.
Of all time.
Arkansian. Okay, good.
I don't even know if that's what they're called, but that's what we're called today. I do love Dr. Kai. Okay,
Dr. Kai's amazing. And so is his daughter.
Yeah, absolutely. Elle is awesome.
Yes.
So
Elle is awesome.
Here's the thing. And she wants me to have like a Be Our Guest prom kind of thing, like where I DJ and everybody dances and do a live show. I would love to do that. We'd have to find a venue that isn't $1 million an hour at Disney, but I would do it in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
But I mean, the reason we stopped having private events is because Disney kind of priced us out of renting private spaces.
Correct.
But
this
I would love
true.
To do that. Anyway, off topic. Back to Beta Mouse. That was probably Dr. Kai's favorite show. I love Beta Mouse too. It was a great show. It was awesome for the time. Like, it was this merging of technology and Disney. And I mean, everything was changing so fast. It was the perfect show for the perfect time. I loved it. It had to go away because Henry got a big job with Disney and so forth.
Yes.
Okay, but here's the thing. Henry's thing. Do you remember what his thing was?
That he always
thought was going to happen?
Floating orb.
The orb. Yes. Floating orb. Okay, so I'm glad you remember that. Just totally did not ask you about this before the show, but I'm impressed.
You did not.
I'm so glad you remember because that's where I was going.
I remember the floating orb. Yes.
Henry Work, who was the host of this show, who now is an Imagineer for Disney. I believe he's an Imagineer. He's an Imagineer, right?
I don't know. I don't know if he's an Imagineer or if he's just in their, you know, IT department, but he definitely does some awesome things with Disney.
We'll say he's an Imagineer. If he's not, who cares? It just, we gave him a promotion. Anyway, and he always had the coolest voice. I just remember, like, I have this, I'm going to have to play that little, I got to find that little segment. I have somebody cool coming on. Like, he had the coolest voice. Anyway, so he always talked about, like, the ultimate thing was going to happen with Disney, where one day Disney's going to have this floating orb that follows you around on your vacation and just like, basically it's
it's completely documenting your vacation.
100%. Like, it's just shooting video of you the whole time, photos. It's just like, it's like a photojournalistic look of your vacation.
Yes.
Like, you don't even know it's there anymore. You just kind of ignore it, but it takes all these candid shots. It's there, like, as you're, you know, just kind of sitting down, chit-chatting before a fireworks show, but it's also getting the big moments too. And then you go home and you have all these, like, you just have like a, like it's like a camera crew following you 24/7 on a Disney vacation. Really what it is, almost, I mean, they have these like little drones, you know, that could actually do this for like little spurts. But I mean, okay, so probably not going to happen, but.
Well, not with as many people as there are at Walt Disney World.
No, but I mean, think about this though. Like, when this show started, like, magic bands weren't a thing yet. Remember, they called them like magic bracelets. Like, there's going to be
these special
bracelets. But then all of a sudden, magic bands, and I mean, we're like post magic band almost at this point. Like, they've
we got magic band plus.
You're right. I mean, they're so, like, you don't even think about them anymore. So you know, as far as something like this, I mean, could something like this happen? I mean, as we close this out, I mean, for a premium, like, could you pay at some point? Are there going to be magic orbs maybe in the next decade? Like, could you have some kind of a thing floating around documenting your entire trip?
Gosh, I honestly, I just think it would be not feasible. Like, I think it would be really great. I just think, I don't know how feasible it would be because you'd have so many people getting in so many other people's shots. So I don't know that it would actually work out, but yeah, it would be cool.
It would be so cool. And I mean, the thing is, like, there were so many things they talked about at Beta Mouse that I was like, yeah, they might happen. And a lot of them did. And they just have become an essential part of your vacation. And I mean, I don't know. when I think about how many pictures you come home with now, if you'd asked me 20 years ago,
that's true.
You're going to come home with 2,000 shots from your week's vacation.
Right.
I would have said, you are crazy. Like, so,
well, again, we were both on film still at that point, basically.
Still. But I mean, you know, the thought of today, you're exactly right. The thought of an orb, like doing like some photojournalistic look at your vacation. Like, I still say right now, you're just absolutely insane. Like, dude, there can't be that many little orbs floating around shooting video of you like willy nilly all the time. Like, but you know what? It could happen. Like, I mean,
thing that I worry about is like privacy concerns with other people. And, you know, like that's the only thing I worry about, but I could see it. It's just
it'd be so cool.
It'd be a lot.
It'd be like, but you gotta watch what you're saying though. Exactly.
You gotta watch what you're saying.
Exactly. Like, I don't know.
That's for sure.
I need that thing turned off between like 6 and 8 a.m. and then like anything after 10 o'clock p.m. That thing has to be off until like I get some Coke Zero of me in the morning. That could be, I didn't think about that. That could be dangerous. Yes.
Extremely dangerous. Anyway. People would say they forget and they'd say something they shouldn't.
Right, because I was thinking it's great.
And it would probably be me.
Right.
Because, you know.
I was thinking that'd be so cool because you totally forget it's there. Get all these, like, little, you know, small moments of your vacation. Right. Like, oh, how cute is that? You went and got the waffle from Sleepy Hollow.
Right.
And it just dribbled all down your chin. It's all over your shirt. Oh, that's so funny. But then you're like, because it just ruined my $78 hoodie.
I put on my stupid shirt. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that wouldn't go very well. No.
It's one of those
Might be expletives in this instead of the word stupid. So
we might just have to put that orb ID on the shelf, old Henry. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah.
Anyway, just a thought. So just ways to document your trip. And the whole thing is, I think if you have a good Disney vacation, I think for the most part, we're all Disney fans at heart. We love the place. And there's bad things that happen sometimes, you know, negative things. Sometimes you got to wait forever for a bus and, you know, sometimes you don't get
a 7-hour popcorn bucket.
Exactly. You're doing that to yourself, folks. Sorry. But the thing is, like, when you get home, you're going to remember the good times. And I think we want to document it. We want to hold on to that trip just a little bit longer. So this weekend, as you're out there, and if we've struck any ideas for you and we haven't mentioned them, please let me know on social media or Ricky at Ricky Nibs at Be Our Guest Mike. Let us know. We'll retweet those because I'm always looking for ways to just document that trip, to make that trip last a little bit longer, and maybe to share that trip with other folks. So just let us know and give us some ideas. How do you hang on to that trip and document it and just, you know, kind of keep it alive? So maybe 10 years down the road, you can remember that special trip in 2022 to Walt Disney World. It's fun stuff, Ricky. And I knew you'd be good at this because you're a documenter, because you're a photographer.
I may or may not document a lot. A lot of food, a lot of stupid things. Yeah, I document a lot of stuff.
So we do. All right. Well, don't forget, today's show is always brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney trip this weekend right now. Travel agents are standing by. Drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free no obligation quote form. And if you mention the Be Our Guest podcast, we'll take great care of you right away. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click means a lot to us. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons who allow us to put this show out 3 to 4 times a week, each and every weekend. And just so you know, we may do a live call-in show this Sunday night. Watch the social media. I think I'm going to be home. I think Scott's going to be home, and I think we can take your calls. Can't promise you anything, but I think we can. I'm finally going to be home for a Sunday night. It's been forever where it's not been a holiday, so we'll see what we can do. So watch the social media for Sunday night. We'd love to take your calls. If we do, it'll be at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. I forgot the time. But it'll be on the Facebook and the YouTube pages. So check out the social media for that. Of course, ratings and reviews, wherever you download the show, those are always appreciated. And again, follow Ricky at Ricky Nibs. I'm at BR Guest Mike. We'll see you on the social. We'll be retweeting all those great ideas. All right, we're going to be out of here, and we will check back in again on Monday with an awesome trip report. I believe we're talking with Marlessa, and she's recapping her first ever Run Disney experience. She did she did the 5K and the half.
Yeah,
I believe that's what she did. And she rode in a minivan with Scott, Elizabeth, and myself. So that's an experience in itself right there to get the trip started. So we are going to talk about that on Monday, but until we get back together then, for Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.